At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Today brought the first three funeral services for police officers killed last week in Dallas. We're chronicling the lives of each slain officer in a series called Remembering the Fallen. Sergeant Michael Smith, who we profiled Monday, had a private funeral today. His public service is tomorrow at Watermark Church in North Dallas. In a few minutes, Bill Zeeble revisits the life of Senior Corporal Lauren Ahrens. We'll start with this morning's memorial for DART police officer Brent Thompson. A single bagpiper closed the service at the Potter's House in Dallas. Hundreds of officers joined family and friends to pay tribute to the 43-year-old former Marine and father of six. Thompson was married for a second time just 2 weeks before he was killed. His bride, a fellow DART officer, Emily Thompson, stood before a sea of blue to praise her husband.
Brent was there for whoever needed him, whenever they needed him. Didn't matter who it was or what they needed him for.
She also addressed the gunman, saying his hate has only made the police family stronger. Brent Thompson will be buried on the family farm just outside Corsicana. BJ Austin will profile him tomorrow on Morning Edition. An hour after that service, Senior Corporal Lauren Ahrens was memorialized at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano. As part of our series, Remembering the Fallen, KERA's Bill Zeeble has this profile.
Without fail, everyone who talked about Lauren Ahrens mentioned how big he was. 6'5", 300 pounds big, and strong. He played semi-pro football while a dispatcher in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. He came to Dallas in 2002. Police colleague Eddie Coffey said Ahrens didn't know his own strength.
Lauren loved training. He never knew what 50% was.
Coffey told nearly 5,000 officers and friends at today's funeral a story about a vehicle drill.
At the end of the drill, the squad car door hinges were bent. The door was really jacked up. Looked at me and said, "Bro, did I do that?"
That strength was carried from drills to the street, according to Officer Debbie Taylor, a colleague and friend. She said the big guy worked some of the toughest neighborhoods in Dallas.
Nothing could stop Lauren, the supersized can of kick-ass, from getting into a dope house. This included burglar bars. Lauren, with his bare hands, would rip the bars off of the house and casually toss them to the side.
With a fence in the way, Taylor said a colleague might hop it, but not Ahrens. He'd just stomp it down and get the bad guy. Taylor helped introduce Ahrens to Katrina, the cop who would become his wife. The two women were pursuing a suspect, but their car was broken and slow, so they called for more cars. By the time they reached the suspect's home, he'd been caught by Ahrens.
Lauren just told me this past year, this car chase gave him the opportunity he had been waiting for, the opportunity to seriously begin talking with Katrina. So thanks to a squad car with a bad transmission, the rest is history.
They get married for 12 years.
Friend and pastor Rick Owen said the pair became inseparable.
Lauren and Katrina, Lauren and Katrina. You don't say Lauren, you don't say Katrina. You say Lauren and Katrina. 13, Fred and Wilma, Ricky and Lucy, Simon and Garfunkel.
The police pair have a girl and a boy, Sorcha and Magnus, 8 and 10. As lonely and sad as life will seem now, the family won't be alone, said Dallas Senior Corporal Jaime Castro. He spoke at a vigil Monday.
Lauren, I know you're up there listening, brother. And I want you to know I was there outside the window by your side to see you take your final breath. You weren't alone. I had your back as you always had ours.
Now the police here and across the country will have the family's back. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Olivier Millay is the head curator at the Dallas Museum of Art. He's leaving this summer to direct the Clark Art Institute in Massachusetts, which, with its celebrated collection of French Impressionists. Before Millay came here in 2009, he was a curator at the Louvre in Paris. KERA's Jerome Weeks talked with him about his 7 years at the DMA, his biggest success there, and what it was like for a Parisian to live in North Texas.
Monsieur Millay, welcome. Bienvenue.
Merci.
When you came here, 7 years ago, the very first question asked by the local press was, why would a Parisian art official join the Dallas art world? And at the time, you pointed to the 200-year-old bureaucracy at the Louvre and how you preferred curating, doing research in the archives. So 7 years at the DMA have apparently convinced you to return to management.
No, and I enjoyed my 7 years at the museum fully. The 7 years I spent were not without management. There was a lot of management. My position now is managing all the curators, for example. But it's a very easy team to work with, and you can spend also a lot of time curating. It's true that it you have this sort of freedom that is invaluable for me.
Is that what you're looking forward to at the Clark?
Well, it's a different institution. It's an institution which has a balance between the museum and the research and academic program, which is one of the best in the country. And the balance of the two is something that I was very interested in.
You're probably going to be best remembered for the Jean-Paul Gaultier show, From the Sidewalk to the Catwalk, one of the highest attended shows in the DMA's history, and somewhat controversially, its very first devoted to the art of high fashion.
I'm not a strong advocate always of fashion shows. I think fashion shows are very difficult to exhibit. One of the reasons I was so keen of this show was because Jean-Paul Gaultier was about pop culture. Jean-Paul Gaultier was interested in many, many aspects of the society, from low culture to high culture. He was also involved in the film industry, in the song industry. I think he's far more than a fashion designer.
A number of years ago, I saw you and your two sons shopping at SuperTarget, and it occurred to me, forget the differences in the art worlds and museum worlds. What have you missed about life in Paris?
Well, I miss many things from Paris, but they are usually things that I'm very happy to replace with new things. The only thing I really miss here is probably the fact that I cannot walk from a place to another place. The fact that it was really a driving place, I mean the car place. But I've been even able to replace my cafe by another cafe. And when I went there this morning, and when they see me in the window, they know that I want my blueberry muffin and my espresso in a china cup and have that.
Before you came here, you had a fellowship at the Clark. So you've lived in America. But what was the biggest surprise about Dallas?
For me, and it still struck me almost every day, the amazing energy of the city. It's still growing at a pace that I never saw anywhere else. You have China, you have some places like that, but to see under your eyes a city which is transformed completely year after year, it's still a daily amazement. The buildings growing like mushrooms everywhere.
Well, Olivier Millet, thanks, and good luck at the Clark.
Thank you very much.
For the evening, mostly clear skies with a low around 79. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 98. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Again, a low around 79. It's 98 degrees in Dallas, 97 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 99 in Wichita Falls. At 6:30, this is KERA News.